You know how the AI community loves to buzz. Well, Anthropic just made a massive move.
They announced a limitation on the release of their newest model, dubbed Mythos.
That's a huge deal, right? Anthropic says this restriction is in place because the model is deemed too capable of finding security exploits.
While that sounds technical and safety-oriented, it has sparked a debate that goes deeper than simple cybersecurity concerns.
It really makes you wonder. Is this a genuine effort to protect the internet, or does it serve a larger, perhaps more self-serving purpose for the company itself?
At the heart of the announcement is the argument for safety. Anthropic suggests that Mythos possesses a level of precision in identifying vulnerabilities that makes it a dangerous tool if misused.
If a model can flawlessly pinpoint every security hole in the world's critical infrastructure, it becomes a double-edged sword.
That's the reality. On one hand, it could help developers secure their code.
On the other, falling into the wrong hands could allow for rapid, automated exploitation of global systems.
From a theoretical standpoint, this is a valid concern. The internet is built on layers of software, and a single breach can have cascading effects.
By limiting access, Anthropic is essentially putting a speed bump on a very sharp tool.
However, the implementation of such restrictions is rarely as straightforward as the press release suggests.
When a company like Anthropic holds the keys to the kingdom, the line between protecting the public and protecting the product often blurs.
There is a compelling argument that limiting a high-capability model restricts competition. If Mythos is significantly more powerful than existing models, releasing it fully to the public opens the floodgates.
If they release it fully, third-party developers can build upon it. This could lead to a scenario where Anthropic's own API usage drops, as users might prefer open-source alternatives that do not require expensive API keys.
By gating access based on safety, the company maintains a barrier to entry that protects their revenue stream.
Furthermore, the concept of too capable is subjective. If Anthropic believes the model is too good for the public, it implies that the model's capabilities exceed the current baseline the company is comfortable sharing.
This could be a strategic move to ensure that their proprietary data and training methodologies remain behind a paywall. In the race for AI leadership, keeping the most advanced tools exclusive is a common strategy to maintain market dominance.
This situation highlights a growing tension in the AI industry. AI safety has become a buzzword often used to justify regulatory hurdles and release restrictions.
While genuine safety is paramount, the industry is learning that safety protocols can sometimes be used as a convenient excuse for business protection.
If every powerful model is restricted, innovation could slow down, potentially keeping the technology behind a corporate veil rather than making it available for the public good.
Users and developers must remain vigilant. The capabilities of these models are often better described by their owners than their actual potential.
If Anthropic claims Mythos is finding exploits, that is a feature, not a bug. The challenge lies in balancing safety with accessibility.
We need models that are safe, but not so restricted that they become obsolete before they can be evaluated by the community.
For developers, this creates a complex landscape. If you rely on Anthropic's tools for your workflow, you are now bound by their discretion on what you can build.
For users, this means that the cutting edge of AI safety might be reserved for enterprise clients who sign non-disclosure agreements, rather than the general public.
The industry trend is moving towards transparency, but Anthropic's move suggests a retreat. Other companies like OpenAI or Google might follow suit, citing similar safety concerns.
This could result in a fragmented AI ecosystem where powerful models are only accessible to the largest corporations, leaving smaller startups and individual developers at the mercy of corporate policies.
In the end, the decision to limit the release of Mythos leaves us with two possibilities. It could be a noble effort to prevent the weaponization of AI security tools, or it could be a calculated move to protect Anthropic's business interests.
As the technology evolves, the line between these two motivations will likely become harder to distinguish.
For now, the tech community watches closely, waiting to see how this policy evolves and whether it sets a precedent for other frontier labs.
Ultimately, the health of the internet depends on trust, and trust is built on transparency.
Whether Anthropic is acting for the greater good or the greater stock price remains the central question of this controversy.